Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Duke the Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up? What's up, everybody? I'm good. How y'all fellas doing?
We doing good, man. I'm doing good. How was everybody's Valentine's Day? I know we all got the ladies and everything like that. Everybody go good? Nobody in the doghouse?
Nah, mine was real good.
Hell no, nah, mine went so smooth, it was unbelievable, man.
Good deal. And to my lady, happy anniversary. Y'all don't know. This is the 1 year anniversary of her breaking up with me and us getting back together. So appreciation, all love. But let's get into it. She's gonna be pissed off when she hears this. Anyway.
Hold up. You ain't gonna just fucking fly by that shit like that shit didn't happen. Hold the fuck up. It's the day after Valentine's Day and this is y'all anniversary.
Of breaking up.
Broke up the day after Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, but we good now. Hey, we talking.
Hey, you should have picked better presents, motherfucker. Man, you should have rubbed up feet or something.
I should have done something. In all fairness, I take full responsibility on that one. I be messing with her and fucking with her about it, but man, I feel like we both weren't in the right mindset, and I wasn't in nearly the right mindset. But you know what? It's going good and smooth. So hope everybody else.
I don't know if that's good, if that's a good thing or a bad thing to get broke up with the day after Valentine's Day. Like, because one part of me is like, oh, at least she waited to after, you know what I'm saying, Valentine's Day. But then it almost like, oh, what the fuck you do on the day of Valentine's Day?
Oh, shit. No. I work.
Big solid. We work. Psych arrow. He was like, psych.
Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
That motherfucker shot with the arrow was like, psych. Turn that
man around. Yeah. Missed you by a hair.
And I know, right? So, nah, man, it's going good. It's going good. And so, all my Valentines got presents, and we still going strong.
All my Valentines got presents.
Hey, you ain't get your little ones a present?
My daughter and my girl.
Yeah, you both.
That's both. It.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. See, you said all mine, so that means like, you know what I'm saying, that means like more than two.
He was thinking you were talking about a plethora.
Didn't it sound like that shit?
Yeah.
And well, just okay. Me, right?
If I didn't know him, maybe.
Right.
Exactly. But we know he ain't smooth like that. So all it was.
I ain't know if he was having one of his butternut moments or
no. I'm not confident in that. There's too much. Nah, I got my little mama here. Got baby girl. Got her baby girl. Got her little man. I ain't know what to get him, so I just got chocolate. So I was just like, hey, player. Eat up, get some cavities while you can. So. But it's all love, man. But anyway, to our listeners, we hope y'all had a happy, good Valentine's Day, and everything's going well. But yeah, man, let's get into it, man. Our first topic of the day comes from Valentine's Day, man. I was at work not too long ago, and one of my coworkers got into a heated discussion with all the women at work, and me being Daily News, you know, the opinionated man that I am, I minded my damn business because I am the only man there and I did not want that heat. This idea of relationships having standards, right? There was some people that was on the side of agreeing you should have standards in your relationship, and there was some people on the side of you shouldn't have standards on your relationship. Both of them made really good points, but I wanted to bring it to the fellas, man. How do you feel about that?
So go ahead and elaborate on standards. What standards were they talking about?
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Specifically, they were talking about the standards of what a man, because this was all women, that's why I'm minding my damn business. They were all talking about the standards that you should place on your significant other about what they should and shouldn't be doing in their relationship. What is okay? What is not okay? How should I be treated? How should I not be treated? Work ethic, all these things they were just talking about, like a plethora of it. But I'm just going to talk about just general standards, having a standard of a man that's going to make a certain amount of money, having a woman that's going to do a certain amount of housework, those type of things. What is your guys' take on having those standards in a relationship?
Are you talking about standards or conditions?
No.
For like, you know what I'm saying, for a relationship, because I'm still a little hazy on this one.
Yeah, standards. You're with me. So being with me means you have to do this. This is
I got to do a goddamn.
That's a condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't agree with standards in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. You know, be with the person that you love, be with the person that you care about. Y'all can figure everything else. I ain't got no fucking standards. Ain't nobody putting no damn standard on me. Mm-hmm. During the time that we was getting to know each other, that was your time to figure out if I, quote unquote, met your standards. If I don't meet your standards, then there's no point of us getting into a relationship. When we're in that talking phase, that's when you can verify if I'm good enough for you or not. But if you come at me with this laundry list of shit, you might as well go ahead and we done. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not the one for you, because I'm not with that shit, because I don't put no standards, no conditions. I don't put none of that shit on somebody. I just go off of how people make me feel. And how I can gravitate towards them and what we have in common and things of that nature. And then even sometimes what we may not have in common, but see if we can come to a common ground on it. So, No, I don't agree with standards in any way, shape, or form. And this might be a question more so if we have or had a female guest on here, so maybe she can, or maybe somebody from your work, whatever the case may be, where they can explain what they meant.
Not someone from my work. Them bitches is crazy. But I'm going to let y'all go. Look, boy, there was some sparks flying. I thought somebody was gonna get stabbed with a syringe at work the other day. So, but let's talk about it. What about you, Mailman? How you feel about this?
Well, I'm in agreement with Duke here. Like, you know, for me, standards but that's why I want to make sure you clarify this thing for me, for standards versus conditions, because I believe that everybody have their standards for, you know what I'm saying, okay, I want to be with this type of woman. I want, you know what I'm saying, her to look this type of way or be, you know what I'm saying, a nurturing versus a nature type of woman. I want her to be caring. I want her to be sweet. I want her to be compassionate. Those are the things that I consider standards. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that me dating you is conditioned upon, you know what I'm saying, you having to meet all these kinds of requirements for you to be with me. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? There's certain things that, you know what I mean, I'm not going to be moved on for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's like, you can't be fucking still married. You know what I mean? You can't be seeing somebody else and talking about you want to be in a relationship with me. That shit is not going to fly. You know, but when it comes to like standards and things like that, I feel like when I meet you, I'm already looking at you and profiling you to see if you meet my standard, you know, because that first initial thing is attraction, right? Mm-hmm. I want to see, you know what I'm saying, if your beauty standards are, you know what I'm saying, meet my standard, quote unquote standard, you know what I mean? But I don't really see I don't do the conditions part, unless it's something that's actual condition, like, you know what I mean, that it's actually going to affect me and you being together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the sense, y'all understand what I'm saying?
No, I feel you.
Yeah, what I mean by that, because I don't do that. You need to make a certain amount of money. You need to be driving a certain amount of car. You need to be wearing a certain type of heels, or, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, you better be in some red bottoms. Now, I don't get involved in all that kind of old shit.
Right, like, use a red marker and call it good.
I just want a good woman, you know what I mean? That's going to respect me first, you know, respect my child, you know what I'm saying? And respect our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the standard is don't be a shitty motherfucking person. That's my standard.
Right?
There it is. That's my standard. I can care less about everything else. You know, just don't be a shitty motherfucking person. That's my standard. That's something this question is going to be answered completely different for men and women. Because I think men, we tend to, you know, we don't. I mean, yes. I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always, there's going to be some dudes out there that's like, oh, this, she got to have this, she got to have that, blah, 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 blah. I mean, but I think
she got to have a fat ass. I need to have a fat ass.
You know, for the most part, I think dudes, man, we just, that's part of that whole, we just, sometimes we just more laid back and, you know, just for that same reason why we can literally do nothing and be happy with it. That's why, because we don't try to overcomplicate shit a lot of times too.
Okay. So I'm going to put this out to our listeners, right? Do you, before I answer, I'll put this out to our listeners. Do you feel that having standards in your relationship is healthy, or is it counterproductive to you guys being a healthy, happy and healthy relationship? What is it that you practice? Let us know in the comments on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Let us know. We want to hear about it. This is when I heard this conversation at work and I saw all these women arguing about it. It made me so aware that men and women are just so differently with how we comprehend shit, right? One of the biggest things that one of them said to me was that it is okay to have standards in your relationship in a sense that your man is supposed to do this, that, and the third. Things like if you ask him to do something and he says, this is something I can do, if he's supposed to provide security, or this is, you're communicating your feelings, this is okay. The issue is you have to communicate this to him, or else there's a difference between a standard. You guys have set a standard. You asked him if he can provide this. He said, yes, I can provide this. That's a standard. If you set an expectation, you're saying, hey, I want him to provide this, but I haven't communicated this to him. Or he said, I can't do this right now. But you still set that expectation that this is supposed to be met at some point in time. If you do that, that's wrong. If you set a standard and they just fail to meet it, and they just agree that this is something they're going to do and don't do it, then that might be a habit, and that's something you two should conversate about. And I was like, the hell is you talking about? I don't agree with this at all, right? I feel like if you get to a relationship, there's a growth aspect that you guys are supposed to grow with each other. And I feel like the woman that was talking and telling this aspect of it had been, you know, married, you know, been in a relationship for like 15 plus years. As he's talking to a girl that's 6 months into this relationship, but it was just so interesting how there is this expectation that women genuinely put on men, and most men don't have that expectation. None. I just didn't see. I don't expect my lady to clean. I don't expect my lady to buy me gifts or rub my feet or do anything like that. I don't need like my damn feet. So I don't know why the fuck she would be rubbing them damn things. So it didn't make sense to me, if that makes sense. But I do get why women think.
Oh shit, it don't make sense to me right now. So
yeah. and me either, goddamn. I'm like, I think the problem comes with this term that we're using as far as calling things a standard, when it sounds like what you're talking about are conditions. You know, us being together is conditioned upon whether or not you do this, you do that, or you do, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, you're going to be that. Like, that's what it's sounding like. That's a condition.
No. And so this is why I say no, right? You're absolutely right. It does sound like a condition, but that's not what I'm talking about, right? A condition like, if you're going to be with me, you got to have this amount of money, this, that, and the third. No, women are with their men. And if they, or men are with their women in a relationship, you have said, I'm going to do the dishes every night, or I'm going to help out with the kids. Then now you guys agreed on it. That's a standard. That's what I'm saying. And it's not like, oh, no.
That's an expectation.
No, I'm not expecting
it. Yes, it is. Because y'all agreed upon it. Y'all said that this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. This is what I need from you. That's an expectation.
Yeah,
I'm expecting you to do what you said you were going to do.
Yeah, so I think you're looking at it a little bit differently. So I look at an expectation as like, no, I expect my man, whoever's going to be with me, to be able to help me out with the kids. A standard is, hey, can you help me out with the kids when you get off of work? Yes, babe, I can help you out with the kids. Now it's a standard. You set the line where you cannot, that's the ground. You can
request.
Not when, it's a request, but if you agree to it, it is now a standard. That's how they were explaining it. And that's why I asked this question that way. You see what I mean?
I just think that sounded like a whole bunch of overthinking to me.
It does. Yeah. No,
that's what it sounded like.
And the one guy that was listening to this conversation, and we're just sitting back and we're just thinking about this. He leans over to me. He said, no relationship should be this complicated.
Exactly. Men, we want easy. You know, we want smooth. You know, yeah, we know there's going to be hard times or rocky times and stuff like that. But for the most part, we're looking for something that flows together, something that's simple, something that, you know, you don't have to work too hard at it, so to speak. We're not trying to recreate the wheel. We're not looking for shit like that.
No, not at all. Not at all. I like the idea that, like, some people are trying to create a perfect relationship, right? Or a great relationship. And I like the idea that I want to grow into a perfect relationship. Growth takes time. It takes ease. You don't just take and throw water on a plant and say, turn into a tree. No, it takes time. It takes consistency, and it is a smooth process. There's going to be summers, there's going to be winters, but we're going to get through it. And when we do, we're going to be taller, stronger, and more rooted. That's the idea that I like when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, but if you ain't get enough water and enough sun like that, that tree can also die.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying neglect it. Don't rush this shit, man. Take your time. We not dying tomorrow, you know, per se, to get the perfect relationship, if there is any such thing.
So, yeah, you just got to find, like you both said, to use that same analogy, you just got to find the right amount, because if you overwater it, it's going to die too. Mm-hmm. So you overwater it, it's going to die. If you underwater it, it's going to die. So you got to find that perfect amount, period.
The perfect relationship is a relationship that works perfectly for two individuals.
Exactly. You can't be going off of what other people's relationship is, because they two completely different people than what you and yours are.
Yeah, man. It was just interesting. I was just watching the sparks fly, and I was just like a kid at the movie theater eating popcorn. I was like, damn, they real mad about this. So, all right, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast, going to our second topic of the day. And once again, we're talking about some life things that has happened to me that I want to talk about on the podcast. So, a little bit personal, man. My younger brother is one of the top athletes in the state right now, right? His high school is ranked fifth in the state in basketball, and currently he is the best basketball player on the team and was just diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And we had a conversation about this just the other day. I'm talking to him about the life changes and what's going on? Why aren't you making all these changes that you have to make towards your diet because of the fact that, you know, this is serious. You know what I mean? You've missed three games, not because of injury, but because you had to be in a hospital bed because of your diabetes. I'm like, what's going on? And it broke my heart because my man just started breaking down about all these fears he had about his life changing and what to do and what if he makes a mistake. And all these things were holding him back from actually making the right decisions because he had resources. He had people around him that have dealt with this and things like that. And we, you know, had a real heart to heart and talked about it for about, you know, an hour, 2 hours, and came off better from it. But I wanted to talk to the fellas because we've all made life changes dealing with our health in some way, shape, or form based off of circumstances. And so I'm going to put this out to you guys. What are some of the obstacles of making those changes that you have to make, that in the end you need to, right? In order to better your health, whether it be physically or mentally.
What about you, News?
All right. Yeah. So my biggest thing was circumstances, right? Not necessarily physical health, right? I'm not really in I don't really have a real issue with my physical health per se. But when it came to me having my wife and having everything that goes, that went with that in her life, my mental health took a serious hit. Like I went to a very, very dark place, and I really didn't know at that time how to get out of it. Right. I just was stuck. One of the things I consider one of the biggest blessings that I have ever done, and one of the greatest things I've ever done, was when my wife first got diagnosed, we first had the conversations of the outcomes and the prognosis and everything like that. I actually went to you guys and I had this conversation. I was like, listen, there may come a time where I'm going to be in a dark place and all I'm going to do is shut down. And if I ever get to a point like that, where you're like, I ain't talked to him for a minute, what's going on? I want you to just grab me by the throat and pull me out of there. Take me out. Just do something that doesn't leave me in that place. And I thank God every chance I get that you guys were in my life to do that, because there's, without getting too emotional, there would have been no way that would have got out of that place. And I think for me, when it came to my mental health, was to really, really understand that there are going to be people out there to help you get through and get out of that place. And I had to put all my faith and trust in the fact that you guys were going to be there, even when there was a time where I didn't want anybody there. And so, like I said, mine is more mental, but man, that was my thing, was to lean on the people that love and care about you in order to help you make the right decisions for you. And so that was me. I don't mean to get everybody emotional. Motherfucker, I was almost tearing up here. We on video now. I want everybody to be like, oh, Daily News is a bitch. I'm just saying that was the real shit. So what about y'all?
I'm not really the right person to ask this question to, because for me, it was a switch. Like, for those who don't know, I'm a type 2 diabetic. So for me, I'm a realist about shit. So when a doctor was talking to me about shit and telling me that if you don't get this together, you're going to have an early grave, that's all I needed to hear. I'm like, okay, so it's either take care of myself or I die way earlier than I'm meant to die. So it was easy for me. Now, was every step easy, especially because I'm from the East Coast and I love sandwiches and I love pasta and I love everything that got carbs in it.
Yeah.
So I had to adjust. Sure. Yes, it was an adjustment. But for the most part, you know, it was easy. It was just like, okay, well, you know, I have smaller kids and I want to be around for significant parts of their lives. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I start eating right. If I start, eating right and exercising and all of that stuff. And, you know, we talked about it before, is, you know, you do things enough, it becomes a habit. So now I can't even remember a time where I wasn't eating healthy or I wasn't exercising pretty much daily. I just can't think of a time when I was doing that now, because it's so far and few in between, because it was, let's see, about 5 years ago now that I was diagnosed. So 5-6 years ago now that I was diagnosed. So, you know, I've been living with it for a little bit now.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you going through, both of you going through your changes. And I remember I was like, damn, these motherfuckers are losing weight like a motherfucker. Like, this motherfucker look like he's like my size. And then I gained all your weight. And I was like, what the fuck? So, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who don't know, I used to be 270 pounds. Now I'm like a buck 60, buck 70 at best.
Yeah. So, and I used to be a buck 60. And now, like, I don't want to say how much I am.
Now you look like 56. Nobody
business. Yeah, I know. wait, what are you saying?
Hanging from the ceiling as a Super Bowl.
Looking more like dollar bill shit.
I heard something too. Said it was like 50 cents, looking more like a whole dollar.
Shit, yeah. What about you? What about you, mailman?
See, well, for me, and maybe, you know, saying in the past, I kind of operated from a place of fear, but here, the me now tends to not operate in that manner or from that perspective as in a place of fear or fear of things happening or fear of things. But that doesn't mean to say that I'm not cautious about things. I'm aware of what's happening in the world. I'm aware of what's happening around me. And, you know, I like Duke having type 2 diabetes and your brother having type 1 diabetes. You know, when you start seeing things like this happen around you, you start thinking to yourself, well, if it can happen to them, it could happen to me, right?
Yeah.
And so how about instead of sitting around waiting on it to happen to you, why don't you take some precautionary measures right now to make sure that that doesn't happen to you?
Yeah.
And so that's what led to my transformation. Also, you know, and like I told you guys earlier, I was had a phone call with moms and my mom was on there like, ooh, baby, you getting big. I'm like, oh, hell no. I got to do something about this shit. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it wasn't a fear. It was just I didn't want to fucking be big. Goddamn, I just didn't want to be fat and out of shape and fucking 250 pounds like I was, you know. But I'm 218 now. You know?
And that's huge because, like, I don't know about y'all or our listeners, but when my mama sees me, she never comments, oh, you big. It's always, boy, have you been eating? Like, you know what I mean? So when mama say you've been big, you look big, and it's like, damn, mama, you ain't got to be like all like that.
Shit, that's what I said when she said that shit. Like, damn, mama, you ain't got to be all like that. Girl. you damn near, could you just call me fat, man? That's fucked up. I'm like, oh, I really need to fucking do something about this shit, you know? And then it's just went from that to like, well, you know, so if I'm going to exercise, then I need to start watching what I eat because I can't keep eating the same if, you know what I mean, I'm going to be exercising as well. So I just have to change what I eat and keep exercising and then start working on not just my physical health, but my mental health. And so I stumbled upon spirituality and it's been a blessing to me as well. And getting my mental health together and staying focused with that. And like, that's my passion.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, man, we've been through shit and, you know, not to get into details with it, but it's always interesting to hear these personal journeys that we've all went through differently. Right. That are specific to ourselves that our listeners can hear that really have kind of help create us into the men that we are today, right? The dynamics of the importance of family, the importance of our health, the importance of a future in reality because of the fact that there is no future promised to any of us. And so we've all taken steps and measures to try to promote that future from coming into fruition.
We're born to fucking die. It's gonna fucking happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna help it along this journey.
Yeah,
by doing some bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing some bullshit. Yeah, you know? I still want to live a long, you know, and fruitful life. But goddamn, I'm not finna dwell in fear either, though. I can't live my life in fear of what may happen, you know, or what could possibly happen. The only thing I'm focused on is the here and the now and what's actually happening.
No, I hear you. Oh, I get it, man. I think it's beautiful. Thank you guys. I know those are personal conversations, so I appreciate you guys telling us and telling our listeners. So I thank you for that. Shit, that was real deep, man. Yeah, shit, motherfucker almost had me. I almost had myself crying like a little bitch. Sorry about that, y'all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, nigga. There you go.
And that's the commercial. All right. Back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast, on to our third topic of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News,
let's get ratchet, motherfuckers.
First off, did y'all like the dramatic pause in the beginning of the build? You like that? Yeah, you liked it. Build up. I know everybody was like, oh, shit.
He was like, you like that? You like that?
Yeah. Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Entering the stage, the Dark Knight.
All right, man. We
what you got? What you got for
the day, man? We are talking about Miss Brittany Renner. I don't know if y'all have heard or watched or listened to our podcast episodes about Miss Brittany Renner. Check it out, Miss. Yeah, Brittany.
Is that her real name? First off, that sound a lot like Bruce Jenner. They related.
I thought the same fucking thing when I heard that name, man. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I thought for sure it was some Kardashian or something, you know what I mean, we were talking about, but the other side of family, yeah.
Brittany Renner has came out, I don't know if y'all know, with her own public, or her own book.
Book about what?
Her book about her sexual escapades with athletes and all these things that she's done. I'm sorry.
A written poem?
Did you call? No, I don't.
Is this written porn?
I ain't reading the shit.
What they call them, novels? That is like, you know what I'm saying? Like sleazy sex novels or something.
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
But in this book, Brittany Jenner is going over like detailed sexual exploits with people like PJ Tucker, Cam Newton, or not Cam Newton, but PJ Tucker, what's his name? Colin Kaepernick, Drake, Odell Beckham Jr., Trey Songz, Chris Brown. She is the modern day Superhead. Y'all, if you're too old to know who Superhead is, look up. Superhead was Google a video vixen, for those of you who don't know, who got famous in music industry for pleasuring other men on their music videos, and then wrote a book about Joe Budden, fucking Lil Wayne, Usher, Missy Elliott. This bitch was with everybody. Everybody. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mailman looking at me like, did you say Missy Elliott? Yes, I said Missy Elliott. She in the book, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did she like rub or did she just
Oh my god. Okay. So Brittany Renner wrote a book about all these sexual escapades about all these men. And then has an interview with none other than Cam Newton about her issues with men now. She apparently is upset that she is not getting, her DM quality has gone down. The amount of men sliding into her DMs has dropped significantly. Her dating life is now hurt and injured now by the what she calls is men that are afraid to date her. And now I want to lead it out to you guys. Now, in fairness, in this...
Sorry. I couldn't hold that shit in no more. She, what? Men that are afraid to date, yeah. date her? Wow. Afraid, huh? Yeah. And, no, they're smart.
And she's talking about, like, men would still fuck her if she gave him the chance. There's still men out there, like, if I gave you the chance, oh, you would come to me. And Cam Newton is like, no, I got to be honest with you. Let's keep it a band. I would not slide into your DMs because I know what your reputation is now. I don't want to be in your second book. Exactly. And she's like, it ain't about my second book. It's about motherfuckers being scared of me, being scared of a strong woman. So let's get into this. How do y'all feel about this?
Oh my god! This bitch.
What
is retarded.
Motherfucking strong woman? What? What's the strong woman part?
She talking about when she like this. Come on, straight strong me.
Like I said, fall off straight.
Strong, nigga, strong. You know what I'm saying? That's what she talking about, goddamn. What the fuck? She? This woman is fucking delusional. That's what it is. And now I think it's just a cry for attention and a publicity stunt exactly to try to get more fucking sales for a fucking book. Because this bitch, you know what I'm saying, would be irrelevant otherwise. And she know, like, ain't nobody checking for her otherwise. She said it her fucking self, her DM quality has fucking dropped and all this other bullshit. Ain't nobody checking for this bitch.
It's because what she did to PJ Washington. Motherfuckers ain't stupid. And then bragged about it. That's what happened. You bragged about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a trophy that you done did. And that was something that you did good at. And so motherfuckers were like, okay, I see what you about. Fuck you.
Yep, that's what killed her shit.
Interesting that she like, wants to sit there and make this claim that, like, oh no, it's because of my book. Nobody reading your shit. Nobody give a damn about your shit. I don't care.
I didn't even know the bitch had.
I didn't even tell you the name of the book because I don't even care. Like, I don't know. I could see it. But I'm like, oh, I ain't reading that shit. This is the title of the book. Judge this cover. Nobody give a damn. That is not a book I want to read.
Hold on.
Whoa. Oh, don't judge a book by its cover. That's what it's
yeah, judge this cover.
Playing off of.
Bitch, your book, bitch, your shit is a whole fucking pop-up book. It ain't no motherfucking cover.
Really? It is. Like, it's not, like, here's the thing. No one cares that you're a hoe. It's, in retrospect, it is 2022. There are tons of hoes now. Like, it is what it is. None of these motherfuckers is making money. It's called OnlyFans. Your problem is that you fucked over a young man, did him dirty, after years and years of basically placing the claim that you were going to find one that is eventually you were going to do dirty. Like, you said it. You made a claim like, look, athletes are dumb. You can just fuck one of them, get knocked up, and you're set for life. And what do? You date a young athlete, have sex with them, get pregnant, and now you set for life. And you expect people to care about what you have in this dumb book. Nobody cares that you slept with Trey Songz. Okay, cool. Half of Atlanta has slept with Trey Songz. Congratulations.
Nasty motherfucker.
And I don't know if Trey Songz, if you listen, I'm not saying you a hoe. You know what I mean? You can sponsor the podcast.
I am. All y'all motherfuckers hoes. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being a hoe. You know what I'm saying? We're a need hoes. You know what I'm saying? It's just dirty ass, gold digging ass, good for nothing ass, trifling ass fucking hoes that we don't fucking like. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be fucking around with a man and his kids and taking his kid from, and on top of that, trying to take him for all his fucking money. No, don't be doing that kind of shit. Well, you damn. Foul, bitch. You foul.
Well, damn, man. You okay? If you mad, just say so.
I just call it like I see him. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just call it like I see him, you know? If it look like a duck, it quack like a duck, and it walk like a duck, goddamn it, it's a duck, right?
Productive and self-sustaining and non-publicity grabbing hoes out there, we salute you. No, I'm just saying, if you're gonna be a hoe and you making your money, listen, I ain't on the market. There's plenty of hoes out here making money, doing right by their families, and not putting motherfuckers on blast and ruining people's lives. Good for you. We salute you.
No. Fuck that. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? Because we got daughters too. We do not promote hoes and hoish behaviors. We do not condone that type of shit. Ladies, respect yourself. Be respectful to yourself and to your bodies and things like that. You are a treasure. You are a gem. And conduct yourself accordingly, please.
No, man, that's right. Conduct yourselves accordingly. You are supposed to do that. But for those of you who don't, no judgment.
Hey, right. Own your wholeness. You a hoe, you a hoe. Fuck it. Y'all, male or female.
Y'all not hoes. You just got friendly pussy. That's all. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
And on that note,
sorry.
We gonna call it, to any of you guys. Shit, do you guys have anything else to say?
I feel like, man, Mel, man, no, hey,
it's okay. He's like, in his mind,
that's
like,
all it is. Bitch Lisa, he's trying to help him.
You listening to me? This is for you. This is for you. And to the ones that...
Yeah, no, I ain't got no hoes.
Not saying you got hoes. I'm just saying you might know. No, I think we all know like one hoe.
Yeah, I kind of know a few hoes, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know some rehabilitated hoes, you know. Mm-hmm. They ain't hoes no more. Right. They was when they was younger.
Right. They still do.
I think we all were to a certain extent.
I was just about to say that, like, because I think, you know what I'm saying, I had my hoish phase too, you know what I mean, running around here for a while. But that was when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? Way, way, way younger, you know.
I just wanted to be quiet for a minute so that way it could stay on your picture for a minute. We've all had it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I think every person has gone through a phase. I don't want to call it a hoe phase. Let's call it an self-exploration phase where you're trying to figure out yourself.
My single phase. I was single at that time. Let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying? I was single and ready.
You're talking about someone in their hoe phase, and sometimes your hoe phase can bite your ass. Can we all agree on that?
This is true. Okay. This is true.
I'll tell you a story about where my hoe phase bit me in the ass. Was at work one day, and one of the, not going to get specifics, but one of the pharmacists was sick. And so they got another pharmacist from another hospital that came in, and she was helping out for a few weeks. And she was cool. She was nice. I don't know her. I work on the floor, so I don't deal with the pharmacist really. And she came up to me and she was asking me something. I gave her the answer and she was like, "You don't remember me, do you?" I was like, "Yeah, you've been here for like 2-3 weeks. And then she said some specifics. I was like, "Oh shit, you were part of my whole phase." Well, damn, how you been? Like, how's your family? You married now, you got kids. Congratulations, everything going good. I saluted her. I was happy for her. I ain't got no problem, right? Whatever. She walk off. This is at the nurse's station where I work at. Everybody looking at me like, "Yo, what the fuck? We didn't know you were fucking this girl." I'm like, "I wasn't. It was a long time ago. You know, Daily News when he was younger was wilding out. No, I was single, so I was free to mingle, whatever." And so I had to go to one of them. I was like, "Hey, I got a question. What's her name? I don't. Now, in all fairness, this has been over. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. In all fairness, I had been married and in a relationship for over a decade now. So I don't remember all the shit I was doing.
Wow. 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 No, I'm just kidding.
You're making me feel bad, mailman.
Erica? I ain't remember Erica's name.
I know, right?
Well, you better remember Michelle's name. What was the name, Renee? You better remember that name.
You still don't remember her name.
It started
right?
with an A. It started with an A.
It was Crystal. See, told you, Amanda.
Wow. Wow.
That's the news. Name. That's the name. Yeah. Yeah. See? I remember. Okay. See? All right. Yeah, that long ago, right? Yeah. Yeah,
that was a while ago. Damn, you were like 17?
No, no,
no.
He
was
no,
like, no, you were like 17 or something like that?
Phase. There was a lot of
no,
A.
He was
older than that. In that whole phase.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, A was like my thing. But yeah, now I'm just like, I don't, I'm good. And even then, if I did recognize, I didn't remember her name. Like, I was just young and dumb. Yeah,
open that
was
mouth really the moment. Surfing.
I was like, I don't know. I'm like, now, when I was single, like, you know, like a year or so ago, I was just like, now I'm like, I can't even go into a whole phase. I'm like, all right, whatever. Fuck it. Too grown for this shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly how you get them alphabets. Man, God damn it. I ain't trying to get none of them motherfuckers.
To our listeners that are new to the episode, the alphabets are the ABCDSTDs. So we just... to Brittany Renner, I hope you find your marbles and realize that your first book probably was a failure and this second one probably not going to do well because nobody give a damn. Hopefully you get your life together and give PJ Washington back his kid and let him see him. Anything you guys got to say?
I'm going to leave y'all with this. Do your best not to live your life from a place of fear. Always strive and know that there's a brighter tomorrow and a better day ahead of you if you keep persevering and moving forward.
That was deep. That was nice. I like that. What about you, Duke?
I ain't got shit.
Yeah. All right, then. So, to our listeners, or to my boys, Duke and Mailman, listen, I love you guys.
Love you too, brother.
Love you too. Love both of y'all.
Love you too. Duke. Shit, I almost couldn't get it out my damn mouth. Love you, bro. It just sounds better when I just like, I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? No homo.
Got to make sure you say the no homo. We got to bring that in there. Well, I love y'all too. I love my brothers too. And to our listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.